Okay, Ross, obviously underway with the T20 Blast. How's Sussex looking at the moment to you? Obviously, lovely place to play cricket.
Yeah, it's good to be back after the stint here last year. Obviously, a little extra responsibility of being captain, but enjoying it. Obviously, you know, 2020 campaign. Pretty fast and frenetic 2020 campaign, and you know, we need to find out the style of play that suits our game, and I'm sure we'll do well.
Obviously, you've got good squad this year, lots of top-class bowling in it. Are you looking forward to them being on top form?
Yeah, I hope so. Obviously, Lyle Mills will probably be out for the first four or five games, and after you know, what an impact he had last year, and obviously the hype around the amount of money he went for at IPL, I'm sure he'll be looking forward to getting over his injury and having another good year, but it gives an opportunity for a couple of players to step up in his absence. But no, the bowling lineup looks exciting. And obviously, Geoff Archer has had a great, you know, an all format to the game so far. And obviously, the experience of David Visa and Brooks and Jordan as well will hopefully show in the campaign.
Yeah, we've got a lot of excitement, obviously, with other T20 competitions as well around the world and the IPL. And also recently the T20 Global League in South Africa. So a lot of domestic T20 competitions for players to be playing in.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just the nature of cricket these days. And you add in Bangladesh, Premier League at a similar time. You know, a lot of these players will go straight from Bangladesh to South Africa, straight to Big Bash, and then probably straight from Big Bash to Pakistan, and then IPL. So there's definitely a big market out there. And I think it's, you know, I think franchise 2020 is where it's at. Probably a bit like a few of the other international players around the world, and that international 2020 should be limited. But in saying that, I think New Zealand have got 14 or 15 matches this year, which would be a record, I would think, in a year where there's no World Cup.
So what's it like sort of in New Zealand now for the younger players coming through and coming into sort of first class level cricket? Are their aims sort of with the T20 leagues, or do you think that Test cricket's still the pinnacle for everyone?
I wouldn't say that. You know, I guess it's got to suit your game, Test cricket. I think if you were to ask most cricketers, Test cricket would be the ultimate. But you know, if that's, I wouldn't say that's 100%. You know, I'm sure there's a small percentage of people who are white ball specialists have no intention of playing Test cricket, and obviously with all these 2020 leagues around the world, makes it a viable option, and I guess a different career path than what would have been, you know, 15, 20 years ago.
I mean, you've sort of grown with it as a player. It's happened, I guess, at the right time for you. You matured as a player, and then the T20 league started coming through. But you also had to adapt your game, I guess, to the T20 format as well.
Yeah, I think not only adapting it to the 2020 format, but finding a way of, you know, you could play a 2020 international one day and then 2 or 3 days later play a test match, and vice versa, a test match, and then a 2020 game not long after. So, you know, all those little things can contribute to a performance or lack of performance, and I think that's probably one of the biggest shifts that have had to be made over the last few years, being able to adapt to the not only the conditions but the different formats at very short notice.
I mean, talking to you a bit earlier about Gunnar Moore and the equipment that you use, do you have sort of different bats for the different formats of the games made for you?
Yeah, so I have a 2020 and one day bat, and my test bat is obviously slightly lighter than, you know, the my wife will bet, but saying that, the new rules coming out on 1st of October, it will be interesting how that works with the size of the bats. And the guys who do have very big bats, whether they have the same success. I think people who hit out the middle are always going to hit sixes regardless of how big the bats are. I guess it's the guys who just slightly miss it and miss have it, they can still hit it for six. What's the big bats, whether they're still going? What's the small bats for? Time will tell.
Yeah, I guess, seeing some of the shots that you guys are playing as batsmen these days, I mean, the ball just can go anywhere in the 360.
That's the beauty of 2020 cricket and how it's evolved over time and why the public love that format so much as well. Some of the shots that we've played in the last couple of years, as a player that you see and watch live, are ridiculous, but that attracts a new brand of fan, and I guess that can only be good for the game, but I'm sure in the next 4 or 5 years I'm sure that will continue to evolve.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really exciting time for cricket, and just going back to obviously where you are now, looking at some Sussex chances of getting to the finals, obviously that's the aim of everyone. Do you think they've got a good shout?
Yeah, I guess any time you start a campaign, you're looking to make the finals and semi-finals and quarter-finals. And it's a long way away. I think we've got to nail down the basics and find out the authentic style of play. And just get, I think 2023, it's about momentum, it's a bit of a cliche, but I think momentum does play a big part. For me as a captain, just doing some of the inside that I don't know so well. It's not how you start the campaign, it's how you finish it. Quite often the team that are going, has a bit of momentum into those plays, so quite often the team that ends up winning.
Brilliant. Ross, many thanks for your time, and I hope to catch up with you at some stage during this campaign, and all the best.
Appreciate it. Thanks, mate.
Thanks a lot, Ross. Bye for now.